Does buying organic make you healthier?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Bill Radke. Organic food is no healthier than other produce. That is the controversial conclusion of a new British scientific study that has the organic food industry upset. Joining us from London, correspondent Stephen Beard, good morning.
Hello, Bill.
Tell us about this study.
It was commissioned by Britain's main food safety regulator and carried out by the London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine. On this occasion, they reviewed 50 years' worth of data and came to that rather startling conclusion that organic food is no better for you than factory-farmed meat and poultry or fruit and vegetables saturated in chemicals.
You say no better for you. The study seemed to focus on nutrition, but even if the nutrition is equal, isn't organic food also about pesticide and animal welfare?
Absolutely. I mean, people do buy organic produce for many different reasons, and the study did not look at the environment, and people that consume organic produce also say that it tastes a lot better.
How damaging could this be to organic food sales?
Well, it's perfectly possible that organic produce, which is much more expensive than conventionally grown food, will prove less attractive to consumers. I mean, in some cases, you will pay three times as much for organic produce than for conventional food. And we did see in the early part of the recession that demand for organic food did fall. So it is possible a report like this could weigh in the balance and could deter people from buying organic.
Correspondent Stephen Beard in London. Thanks.
Okay, Bill.
A new report on national foreclosures shows we've set a new record. For the last 4 months in a row, more than 300,000 households got foreclosure notices. And as Marketplace's Jeff Tyler reports, the second wave of the mortgage mess is just starting to crash.
Foreclosures continue to swamp states like California, Nevada, and Florida. But now areas that didn't have high rates of subprime mortgages are starting to feel the pain.
Places like Boise, Idaho, and Fayetteville, Arkansas, places that have not been foreclosure hotspots but are now entering the fray.
That's Rick Sharga with RealtyTrack, an online database of foreclosed properties. The company's new report shows that instead of bad loans, this latest wave of foreclosures is due to the bad economy and job losses.
That wave of foreclosure activity will probably take us through the middle of next year, assuming that unemployment peaks sometime late this year or early 2010.
Sharga predicts a third wave of foreclosures will strike in the middle of next year. That's when a new batch of risky mortgages resets to higher rates, potentially leaving many homeowners underwater. I'm Jeff Tyler for Marketplace.
Corporate earnings keep rolling in worldwide. Let's do the numbers. European stocks are higher this morning. A couple of European telecoms showed better than expected earnings. Japanese shares are at their highest level in almost 10 months. That's after Nissan and Honda reported their profits. Shanghai was up too. The Chinese government said it is not putting the brakes on bank lending. On Wall Street yesterday, the S&P 500 and NASDAQ lost almost 0.5%, and the Dow dropped by 26 points to 9,070.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Gather.com, the social network where people can make new friends who share their interests. People talking about today's news at news.gather.com.
If you're a criminal, and I'm not saying you are, but if you are a criminal looking for a place to ply your trade, you might want to avoid Lancaster, Pennsylvania. This town west of Philadelphia is soon going to have the most security cameras per capita of any city in the state, maybe the nation. Reporter Joel Rose says people in Lancaster are not as concerned about the cameras as they are about who is watching.
By the end of the month, 165 cameras will provide live, round-the-clock video of just about every street in Lancaster. And it all feeds back here to the nerve center, where someone can monitor and manipulate dozens of cameras.
What we're seeing now is sort of a typical day in the life of Lancaster. And
Joe Morales directs the Lancaster Community Safety Coalition. There wasn't much to see the day I stopped by. Just a few of Lancaster's 56,000 residents walking the dog or hanging out in the park. But Morales says these cameras have helped the police catch drug dealers, thieves, even a murderer.
We are an extension of any good neighbor in your community who might see somebody breaking into a car and call the police. We are a digital neighborhood watch program.
What makes Lancaster's surveillance program different from most is that Morales and his fellow crime watchers do not work for the city. Lancaster's crime rate is about twice the national average. So 5 years ago, local businesses started raising the roughly $2.5 million it took to build and operate the network. If the city had to foot the bill, Lancaster Mayor Rick Gray says it wouldn't exist.
If it came down to us doing it, it would not be done at all. We could not afford it and afford our current police department.
Lancaster isn't the first city to outsource its security camera network to an independent organization, but for some, the arrangement raises concerns about privacy. The cameras record footage that could be very valuable to, for instance, an unscrupulous divorce lawyer. That's one reason Lancaster resident Bill Bortz says he'd feel better if the police ran the cameras.
The police have a code of ethics. The overall idea of the group would maybe have high ethics, but people can be people.
And that makes you a little nervous.
It does.
But the Lancaster Community Safety Coalition's director, Joe Morales, says his organization also has high ethical standards because it has to.
If we mess this up, if we are not above suspicion, if we are not ethically sound, we won't be around very long.
Morales says property crime in the city has dropped about 10% since the cameras came online, but the city's violent crime rate hasn't changed. In Lancaster, Pennsylvania, I'm Joel Rose for Marketplace.
And finally, Nevada Senator Harry Reid has introduced a bill that would make it illegal for government bureaucrats to avoid holding meetings in resort cities. Since the recession, governments have been all about austerity and rectitude and avoiding places that call themselves Sin City. Reid's bill is called the Protecting Resort Cities from Discrimination Act of 2009. In Los Angeles, I'm Bill Radke. Visit us online. The caged animal industry just got a boost. San Diego Zoo's panda's pregnant. And you can see the ultrasound at marketplace.org. Thank you for tuning in. Have a great Thursday.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.